So yeah, he's nervous. But anyways, today we start Simon Yud Aleph. Mishabura. Sorry? Begin at the beginning. I assume it's where we're up to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. The new section of this Simon Yud Aleph is talking about the Dinei Chutei Atzitzis, the lachas of the strings, the strings of Atzitzis. Now, yeah, fine. We're going to need to have some, I'm going to call those the eight things coming down the strings. Okay, that's, no, I mean, you'll see why. We already stumbled and fumbled around the discussion of the, there's like, we talked about the strings themselves are made up of, what's called strands that are woven around each other, okay? And then the strands from which you make the strings, there must be a better word than this. The words, I'll call it, okay, strands that make strings. Okay, you with me? So the strands are obviously made up of lots of little filaments of hair. Well, no, I didn't say that word. No, don't put words in my mouth. Now we need to be very careful here. I don't know if these are the exact right words, but it doesn't matter. I want a nomenclature that we can speak the same language. The strings are the eight things coming down. They're made up of strands, if you will. And then the strands are made up of tiny little hairs that are shorn off the back of a sheep that are spun together. Spun together.
Wool. So
of wool. You spin the hairs, the sheep's hair, the tzemer of wool, into little strands of thread. That's a good word, thread. Right. Okay? And then the strands of thread are like spun around one another to make these strings.
Like right. Strands. And then the strands make the strings. All right, whatever.
Okay.
Be consistent.
I want to be consistent. You understand? I was saying the filaments. Oh goodness gracious! See, it's a disaster. Okay. We're going to come to agreement now. We're going to call the little hairs of the filaments of hair are spun into strands of thread, and those strands of thread are then twisted into strings. Okay, fine. So, that's good. I said English words. So it says a chutin. Those are the strings, the eight strings. Tzirich shiyu tavuyin lishman. They have to have been made from strands that were spun, meaning the raw wool, the hair had to have been spun. That's the word tavia. Lishman. Lishman means they were spun dafka for the sake of making mitzvah strings called tzitzis. Yeah. I'll just show you a picture here. I think that I saw a picture. That's worth knowing what we're talking about over here for a second. Okay. This, you gotta look at these pictures for a second. They're important. Okay? Step one, which you don't have here, you have sheep. Sheep's hair, in case you haven't noticed, isn't that long. Okay? It's these little filaments. So what they do is and it's a little curly. So what they do is they shear the sheep, like when you go to get a haircut, and which the hairs are lots of little hairs, but they're like bald and matted together. If you've ever seen, you know what it looks like. So the first thing you have to do, this is already like, this will be familiar part from the lachas of Shabbos, after they do gozes, or shearing the sheep, is their menapets, niputs, is the komets, or card, the technical term is called carding. They have two wooden planks, if you will, that have like sharp metal points. Have you ever seen it? Like dogs, yeah? And they put the balled up, matted wool, actually this has been cleaned already, they usually clean it first, that's okay, and then they will card it, I mean they will pull the two wooden plates against one another like this, okay, and they're sharp, and they essentially, it pulls them into long, parallel filaments, which is what we want.
Is
it
done by hand today?
I strongly doubt it. Nothing's done by hand today. Correction. I'm sure it is done by hand today for people who want to, but you know what? You know what? The answer to your question is, it depends. There are two kinds of tzitzis available. We'll get there in a second. You get tzitzis that was made, had niputz lishma, for sure it's done by hand. It's available, it's expensive. Because the maral holds you have to have it. You'll see. But most of our tzitzis strings are done not lishma, meaning they're done by machine, and they're not done by machine. Okay? Now, we'll get back to that in a second. That's the niputz. Is that my hand? Well, this is obviously very time consuming and that's expensive. So I don't think people normally do it. We'll see in a minute where there's a machlokas if this process, the carding needs to be done also, nikwat has to be done, the shema also. So the maral says yes. So there are those who are machmir for that. You can buy sets of strings that have been carded, the wool have been carded in the shema, but I think it's expensive. It's available on the market, but it's expensive. Well, I mean, yes, it is like that. That's Shmur Matzah as far as a technical requirement. But yeah, correct.
Why is the carding not pulled apart with his individual layers?
It does. That's what it does. It does. You see, he's basically holding one side, doesn't get to shred, but it does.
On the sheep, it's like individual hairs. How does the carding not put it back into individual hairs?
It is, basically. Look, it is.
That's pretty wrong.
Cool. That's the sheep to have. Well, they let it grow. They let the sheep grow the whole year, and they shear it. That's inches. Yeah. Okay, it's not that short. They get these just for what it's worth. These is how then it becomes long strings. What's really going on here is there are lots of hairs woven onto the other, one on top of the other. Not woven, but on top of each other. These in Hebrew, by the way, are called lishonos, tongues. Oh, because why that interesting? Because we'll see in Bava Metzia, we saw not long ago in Eilat Metzias, Lashonos Shel Argamon, it means wool that's like long like this, has been dyed purple. So in Hilchos Shavuos, they first do Giza, they shear the sheep, and then they clean it, okay? Because you want to get all the oils and debris and food, so it'll take dye. And then they menapets it, after Malabin, they menapets it, comb it, and then they will dye it. They'll be tovei it here.
So a string is made up of like the three different hairs.
That's right. A strand. I get the big word. That's why I understand. These are not. That is right. A strand of thread is actually of wool and thread is actually made up of numerous filaments of hair that are. They naturally. They're. You'd be surprised at kind of the friction just by naturally winding around that they stick. Yeah. Well, so that's it. Yeah, exactly. So that's exact. So now what goes on? They take these lots of. Lots of hairs get wound together, they become totally in like on a magnifying binary, and then they're stuck tight. Obviously, you're probably familiar, if you pull threads hard, this is a wool right here, you can actually, you can pull it apart, but it sticks nice and tight if you don't rip it to shreds. So, old school tevia, this is the tevia, the spinning. What they did is they had. Okay? They have this bowl of this. This long lishon lakol, I don't know what the word is in English. This long tongue of wool, maybe it's tongue in English for all I know, of wool. And what they do is, it's being fed in from the far side here, you see? And then, it's on the near side, it's called attached, is a weight, which is spinning. Okay? And that spinning weight is being sucked by gravity, and as it spins and being pulled down, it's pulling all these filaments taut and spinning them rapidly one around the other, and they're becoming enmeshed and it's becoming thin, and if she feeds it at a consistent rate it becomes a consistent thickness in the strands of thread. That's going on here. In case you wonder, by the way, you see oftentimes in translation English that the word distaff, distaff, like what the heck is a distaff? Well, you can learn right here. This is super old school rudimentary, like 300 BCE type of weaving, but they're a little more sophisticated. They had like a stick that fed it, and that so it shouldn't be on top of her hand all day, and that the distaff is the stick over which the wool feeds, for what it's worth. So that's what's going on here. This is tvia, this is spinning, and then once you've got these long threads, you spin them into, that's when yarn comes in, they just put on a spool, and the spools of thread feed to make the strings down the way somewhere other. Okay, wherever it is.
I was wearing a jacket last night that had a string hanging from it. And snuck a finishing and thread. And it brought knots on one of these. I didn't do anything. And I couldn't pull it
totally
off.
Right, exactly. Just a little bit of twisting. It comes totally twined. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yep. There's a little bit of intertwinedness, I don't know what the word is in English, in any language, of one raw volume and the other makes a very strong, surprisingly strong. You see, even by the way, I'll just. it's different, but just, you see Velcro, which is very strong. Velcro, all that's going on here is single mini hooks latching on little loops, like loose, like this. There's lots of them. So this is even better than that, because you've got all the friction of a whole filament going around. You're pulling the whole thing against the other. They're very frictious. Wool is very frictious. Okay, so that's what's going on here. Now, what we're saying here is that the tevia, the spinning of those filaments into thread, already from then, it needs to be done lishma. That means when you're making your threads of wool, but it's like way early in the process, already you're thinking these are headed to become the tzitzis wool. Okay, now the Rama says v'yesh machmir. There are those who are machmir. Afil the naftan, that's niputz, that's combing, carding, as I tried before, lishman, to card it, lishma, meaning already from the time they're carding the filaments to make them separate, already that has been lishma. And there he brings the name of the Mordechai and the Agur. And we'll see that the minig lahakel benipots, the minug in Ashkenaz, and that is the prevailing minug to this day, is fi makel, not worry about nipots being done lishma, which is very important nowadays because you're using machines. Machines can't do lishma, obviously. Okay, so that is the minug. That is your tzitzis, unless you've got custom fancy tzitzis, are like that. Now, since the din is, you have to have a lishma, sheyomer b'techilas. Hativui, you have to, a person who's doing tevia, who's doing the spinning, he must articulate and say, Shu osa kein l'shem tzitzis. He has to say, these are being made for tzitzis. Remember, lishma, despite the fact that people have all sorts of fancy notions of what kavana is supposed to mean, they're thinking Arizal, Kabbalistic, esoteric, you know, tzirufi osios of the shemos, that's not what it means. That's all very nice and good. Well, lishma means you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. So when you mitzvah srichas kavana, the kavana you need, and lishmaka you need, doesn't do this for the sake of the mitzvah. Well, not more than that. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Well, that's only the two different things. They're mixing apples and oranges. Lishma, it's a question of you have the human element. The bishul issue is only a question of. Well, the bishul issue, you know, the shma, you know, you were talking about, you're talking about bishul nachri. You're talking about bishul nachri. Are you talking about bishul nachri? I know, because that's a different. It's not the issue of the shma, it's that a Jew is involved in the cooking process. Well, it's not exactly the same thing as this. Issue of kavana. In any case, fine. So, kavana is not enough, you have to say, speak it out. You're doing l'shem tzitzis, meaning you say, I'm making tzitzis here. Osh yomer l'isha. Or you could just say to the woman, the presumption here is the woman doing the tvi in this moment here, tvi li tzitzis l'talis. I want you to sew for me tzitzis for my talis. That articulation, coupled with her kavana, that these are for the sake of the mitzvahs, is enough. There's two elements, you see. One person doing the thinking, the tove, and it has to be articulated. It's a suffix, but the what's good, if it's makim, that's makim suffix. Okay. Vim lo hayu tvuyin lishman psulin. If a person was toveya, he was tove, what do you call it? Tove, he spun the wool. Even b'diavad, it's no good. It's a puzzle. Can't be used for tzitzis. Okay? Fine. So now the Mishnah Berurah says. Achutin. So we start off with a funny, I don't know why. Okay, a Rambam. Lashna Rambam, I don't know why this is the starting point, but this is the starting point. Hamotzei chutei tzitzis b'shuk. If someone finds some strings on the floor in the marketplace, and they're obviously tzitzis-looking strings, you know, you recognize them anywhere. Okay? A filo psukin, shazurin, even if they've been, you know, cut to length and spun around, they're ready to go. It doesn't matter that you have the four loose strings waiting. You know, it's screaming, these are waiting to become tzitzis. Even so, psulim, you cannot pick them up and make them into your tzitzis. Even though they're screaming, these are my tzitzis, these are made for tzitzis. Why? Because the Torah inish la'asos chutin ke'ein tzitzis. People make other things look like tzitzis. It can happen. Bim kein, that's the case. Shema lunas l'shem tzitzis. You'll never know. And therefore, maybe these were made not for tzitzis, and therefore they're possible.
Shazurim is twine?
Shazurim is twine. That's the word twine. That's exactly what I wanted. Thank you. Twine. Thank you. Shazurim. Now, the Hamagin Mishnah, one of the Nosikam on the Rambam, Cholek, he says, don't take that Rambam, even though the Rambam did say it, that's true, but don't take it so seriously. The Gamba Kesef Mishnah, he also says, Kasef Dar, they both wrote, Dar Rambam B'tshuva, the Rambam in a, like a tshuva, I mean like shayas and tshuvas, like in a letter, Chazar Bo Achakach, he changed his mind, he said, no, it's too far out, and not likely. And therefore the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah say, the Rambam backed down, that's not the din. Arkan Lashon Magen Avram, that's the Magen Avram summed it up there. So therefore, the Magen Avraham wants to go like Kesef Mishnah, Magen Mishnah. However, the Gra, B'biurav, and Shimon Shin Aleph, Kasev Dahadinhu Im HaRambam Kosha Kasev Barishona. The Gra, however, says no. The din is like the Rambam. The din is that if you find it, you can't rely on it. Ayin Shav. Okay,
that's,
so you have you have a machlokus in the Gra and the Magen Avraham. That's like, that's a problem. Okay, anyways, it's not a problem. The din, I think. The din is like the Magen Avraham. That's the din. The din, if he's
wrong. You don't know.
You don't know, but you don't know. I mean, I don't want to talk about called the parish, Maruva parish. Like, I don't want to talk about Sveikas. I don't get that. If it happens to you, go ask your rabbi. You happen to find strings you want to make. Indeed. And for whatever, by the way, to whatever extent it's true, to whatever extent the Rambam and or the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah were true back then, whenever back then was, it's certainly all the more so true today. Like, tzitzis have become very, you know, peculiar. You don't. Nothing else accepts us these days. No taking woolen garments and through. So I would think I would be inclined.
Ubiquitous.
So I'd be inclined to say that the Gra perhaps would even agree that nowadays. I'm not sure, but it's like, anyways, the maker did look like the Magen Avraham, so you can keep making them, use them for tzitzis. There's those sim in there. How do you know?
If there was a sin there,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying about Kashuk, about saying that there's tzitzis. If it's said on it, the eighth graders.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right.
Definitely. For sure. For sure. Okay, good. That's our. You're fine. That's it. Okay, now. Seif Katan Beis says, Tvuyin Lishma, they have to be spun. Lishma, who davar Torah. This halacha of lishma, that it has to be for the sake of tzitzis, is actually a din from the Torah. The chsev gedilim tasselacha. You shall make for yourself these tassels. So, chazon said that means l'shem chovcha, for the sake of your obligations. So, make them as they made, you know, purposefully. Okay. Sifkat gimel says lahaka benipot. The minhag is to be make when it comes to carding lishma. Also with the card there, the metal combs. When it says make for yourself, well, how back in the process do you say make for yourself? It obviously means, you know, weaning the goats or whatever, sheep. So hanu mitviya ve'elach. So most learn that it starts from tviya, when you take the filaments of hair and make them into thread. That and onwards. Sha'azi ikra siyas ha'gedilim. That's when the gedilim begins to be made, right? Vayim b'prisha. The prisha says in the name of the Maharal in Prague. The Prisha is also one of the Nosakelim on the tour. It's Yosef. In any case, so he says the name of the Maharal in Prague. She maskim lachanchila yesh lahachmir the napetz lishma. That you should ideally do nipetz lishma. You should do the nipetz, the carding, ready for lishma. So therefore, I'm telling you, it is possible if you go, if you know the right people, you can buy yourself some. But we're making.
Nobody says shearing.
No, not shearing, right? Correct. Exactly. Halacha dalit, sifkat dalit. Shiyomor, you have to speak it out. Beferush, that he's saying, speaking it doesn't mean in your head, it means with your lips. Explicitly, articulate it. Lob machshava ba'alma, not just think it. Befila b'dieved, even b'dieved sarach iyun imahani machshava. It's not pashat if you, in your mind, thought of making a tzitzis. You just forgot to say, I'm making tzitzis. And that's going to work. It's a suffix. And therefore, you have a problem. Okay? Mishabur is going to paskin, no good. Mishabur is going to paskin, paskin. Vayim b'simin lamed beis, if m'ches, v'yotes, v'chdushi rabbi kiva eger sham. Okay, I'm bottom line. That's that. And we'll come back to this in a second more. And Sifkatan Hey, he said, the machabret said, shiomer b'tchilas hativui. You should say it at the beginning of the spinning process. So he says, the Mishabura in the bottom there in Sifkat Hei says, "Betchilas at the beginning of the weaving process, the spinning process." V'day b'zeh afilu l'yoyma achara. saying it on Monday morning, and if you're sitting now working in the Tvia factory, making a big batch of you know, it works even on Tuesday and on Wednesday. You said it at the beginning of this, of the job that you're doing for a long time. Now, you need to have kavanah the whole time that you're making l'shem tzitzis. But the articulation once at the beginning will be sufficient. The stama su l'shma koi. That the stama, that's all considered part of l'shma. Like, why should anything change? You have the same kavanah, you said it once, and that's enough. The chula osa al das rishon osa. We can assume that the declaration that person said, and all you're saying is, I'm making tzitzis, no more than that, right?
Is that assuming that the same worker is working throughout the week?
We're not talking about a factory, we're talking about a person. Person by person. Not going to the factory.
So if someone else sits down...
No, of course, it's going on the person. The das, the person. We will see in a second about sitting on... We'll see about other people in a minute, but we're talking about the guy himself. He still has to say it once. That's what we just said. To remind them, yes, they have it on the wall, and then you're it's because you have to say it with Matzah Puzzle, and then your tefillin pen, they say it, and they, you know, they remind you. But
even if you slept,
it doesn't matter. It's because this is not a din hesach adas. The mistama is you. The words alone don't cut it. It has to be that you have a kavana, but there's a separate thing you have to speak it out, articulate that your kavana is to make tzitzis. It's only to make tzitzis, not more than that. Meaning tzitzis as opposed to making a shawl. Well, you know, so that's... I work in a tzitzis factory. I said I'm making tzitzis. What do you want from me? Why in the world would I think? Yeah, so as long as you're thinking that, you're thinking that. The chula osa al das rishon osa, we assume it's just... The process continues on. Im lo kishamar achar kach beferish hu osa shlo lishma. Obviously, if... On Monday you say I'm working making tzitzis. On Tuesday you say we're doing a quick run for China. They're going to use it for their whatever. On Wednesday you got to say again before you begin. These are for tzitzis. These are b'mvat, obviously. Fine. Now he says that the beginning of the tivui of the spinning that's made l'shem tzitzis. So here it says that tivui v'mtav ma'at. What happens if you forgot to declare it? You knew what you were doing, you're making tzitzis, and you began to spin. V'achar kach amar. You know, 5 minutes into you go, oh, I think I forgot, not to think. Oh no, I forgot to say this is for tzitzis. And you say it then, lo mani, that's not going to help you. L'masha nitva kvar, for all that was already spun. That's going to help. The sabuki mispakalan, we're just not sure. Imam rinin hochiach sofa al tchilaso. It's a shaila if your declaration at the end indicates what you're thinking from the beginning. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you weren't thinking it. Maybe you got there. You just were just working in the machine, and only 5 minutes in, you realized, oh, I better think. This is for tzitzis. You had no thought at all until then. Now, so that's no good. So we've seen two no good things. If you think but don't say, that's no good. And if you But misafik, we're misafik if it works or not. You definitely thought, you just didn't say it, we're not sure if it's okay. Second of all, if you say it later on, we're not sure if that works for what happened before. Vim betchila gamken chashav. However, now, here, step one, you certainly thought you're making tzitzis in your brain. You knew you're making tzitzis, that's your intention. Shiye lishma. Achshlo amar beferish, but you've neglected to articulate it. And number two, later on, I'm speaking words that he didn't say, but he's going back to the case. This is the previous sentence. But number two, 5 minutes into the procedure, or 10, or 20, or 30, or 40, you said, oh, I forgot to, I was thinking I'm making it, I just forgot to say it, so I'll say it now. So you have, now, in that case, near release, as the Mishnah, it seemed to me, d'yesh l'tzad l'hakal b'zeh, that would be okay, because it's a sfeg-sfeg-ahu. It's a double suffix. What is fakus? First of all, it's a suffix if just thinking but not doing works. We're saying no, but maybe yes. And second of all, we're saying that saying it at the end doesn't go back in the beginning. That's just because of remachra. Maybe it does. So both those are no good. But if you have both ingredients, you did say it before the end, and you did think it the whole time, that will be okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, it's fake. No. You're certain. You didn't articulate, but you're certain you had your intention was there. Yeah. You had to have it in mind for the beginning. There's no doubt about that. You just forgot to say it, but you did actively think I'm making tzitzis now. So that'll be okay as long as you did articulate later on. We'll go back to the beginning. that would put those two together. Obviously, you're relying on his lashon is that tzaded lahakel. It seems you could like lean to be makel, but obviously that's you're relying on a sveika, so that's not ideal. It's just, but you have it okay. You won't ruin that string, lose that string. Okay, now he said, not only that, but if you're the future owner of this talis are not doing the spinning, you had some woman there doing it for you, your wife, wherever she is. So he said, you can say to the woman, Tavili Tzitzis Latalis, and she works as a weaver or whatever, a spinner. She does that for a career. She's a fabric maker. What must be a word? Miller? Oh, whatever. Miller's like a grain person, right? Whatever she is, she's a textile worker. She's a textile worker. So you know, she makes seamstress, whatever the word is, that's what she is. So the point, yes. So she sits there in the factory, you knock on the door, and you custom order what you want. So this guy comes in and says, what I want are tzitzit strings. So he's articulating the tzitzit strings. She's a Jewish woman, she knows what tzitzit strings are. Presumably she's making tzitzit strings because that's what you told her to make. So that will be fine. So that's going to be okay. We say, Shiomer Leisha, Rotza Lomer, what he means is, Betchila Hatfia Levad. We mean, before she starts making the strings, you tell her these are for tzitzis. She has no problem. One batch of tzitzis coming right up. So she's going to start with the tzviya, though. Vuadin, Ima Isha Ba'atzo Meretz. Okay, we don't need a man to tell a woman what to do. She can think of it herself. She tova l'shem, tzitzis to mahani. If she thinks and says, I'm making tzitzis, no reason why a woman can't do it also. He's just, Mishnah Berurah is saying, the way that the Mechaber set it up, it says, either you can do it yourself, or you can do it with the woman if you tell her. So it sounds, perhaps, like a woman can't say it themselves, when I say it for them. He's saying, no, it's not true. He's just saying, either A, make it yourself, or B, have someone make it for you. And if someone's making it for you, if you tell them, make me tzitzis, that's sufficient. Someone articulated, as long as the spinner's having kavanah.
She had in mind, she made the tzitzis. She didn't hear from him, but that was her intention.
But someone had to say it, either he or she. If no one said it, you're back to that first problem, and it's no good.
Someone
has to say these are going to be tzitzis, and then the spinner has to think I'm making tzitzis, right? But it doesn't have to come out of her mouth. Just someone has to speak it out. So fine, that's all cool. We believe her she'amra. If she says here are tzitzis strings, and you say you made the lishma, she's like, yeah, of course. What do you think I'm making? What else would I make? Tzitzis. He said, but did you remember to say you're making lishma? You make not lishma. Did you remember to say you make them for tzitzis? She says, yeah, I said that. So she's neiman, so you can believe her. Eid echad is neiman beisur, you can believe it. Masha ein but over to galilim. If you have a non-Jew who's making your tzitzis strings for you, that's no good. Even if he comes and says, here are tzitzis strings for you, and like he's making tzitzis strings, even so, you certainly can't believe him that he said it before. And we'll see in a second, but I don't know if you can believe that he did it for that reason. But, okay. You all know if we have time to end, then what's time here? I'll tell you my story about the non-Jewish tailor that I went to in South Africa to make a suit.
Yeah.
With shotness. Anyways, if we have time, yeah, I'll tell you. Okay, so you can't trust a non-Jew to tell you, we don't believe him. And same goes, the cheresh shel tevekatan. The cheresh shel tevekatan are three people who lack das, this legal quality. Cheresh is a deaf mute. Don't ask about today's deaf mutes. Chazal's deaf mutes had no information going into their brains, and that you couldn't communicate with them, and they couldn't communicate with you. So we assume they have no das. A shota, an undeveloped mind. In other words, a shota is a mentally incompetent person. Doesn't mean low IQ. Does not mean that. It means all these things. In my definition of it, based on the Chazal's, is they do not understand the consequences of their actions, the long-term consequences of their actions. And a child the same way. In other words, we're talking a 12-year-old boy hasn't got das. He can be very sophisticated, even IQ 160, and like he can be very smart. But they don't, you know, they can't think long term. So that's what das requires. You understand? What Chazal described. That's my hagdara. But the reason why is because you look at the Gemara, they talk about like their illustrations of a shota is like, oh, you give it to somebody and they destroy it, or they sleep in dangerous places, they walk around at night by themselves. The point is like they're not getting, oh, this is a dangerous activity. Right? I think. What's the common denominator? Yeah, they can't say they don't understand the consequences, right? Exactly. These people lack das, and therefore you can't trust them to have das to make you tzitzis. Who knows what they're anything could be thuk. You know, your kid could be making a toy, and the shota, who knows what they're making? You don't know what's going on. Okay, so you can't trust them that they told you, they said, they made a lishman, they said it. No way. What about a mumer le'teavon? Mumer le'teavon means someone who is a Torah breaker. He's a sinner. a halachic sinner. But leteavon means he doesn't do it because he has a bone to pick with God. It's, you know, it's too hard for him. It's too much for him. He doesn't do it. In other words, the assumption is, like, if it would be easy, he would do it. He just said it's not easy, so he doesn't do it. Right? She'ein matriach la'asot tzitzis vigdol. Even a mumla te'avon can't even be bothered to wear tzitzis. In other words, you're the spinner who you hired to get to spin your wool for you is a guy who himself doesn't wear tzitzis. But he tells you, he's not an apikoris. He just can't be bothered to go wear tzitzis because too hard or too expensive, who knows what. Therefore, mutl tvos, he can do the tviya for you, or mammon, and he's believed she'amar l'shatov l'shma, that he made it for the sake of tzitzis. He's a regular, simple, not great Jew. But he's a Jewish, you can believe him. He's certainly not a Shomer Shabbos, I'm speaking out the right. Okay? He's like a, whatever. He keeps Torah as is convenient to him. He believes the Torah just can't be bothered, it's too hard. The kol shkinim who over rak al shar averos l'teavon, and all the more so if he does other averos l'teavon. In other words, he keeps Shabbos except when there's an exciting football game, he turns on the TV. Like, so that's obviously a little shvach, right? The point is, he just can't, you know, he eats kosher, but except when he's out and nothing else to eat, then he eats just fish, or no, you know, one of these kind of people. So that person will be reliable if he tells you, I made it tlishma. Of a mumer lahachis, now mumer lahachis is the other category of mumer. Mumer, this guy does not only not keep the Torah, but he is lahachis, that means to irritate God. In other words, if he has a choice between kosher food and treif food, he chooses treif. For the same money. He's an apikoris. He's a dafkinik. He has a fight to pick with God. No shortage of those today. They look at, like, you know, it's backwards to be observant, and therefore I would daf on principle wouldn't do it. That guy, right, is an apikoris who l'chol Torah kula. He's considered apikoris, like he's out the Jewish picture, not considered believable. And therefore, b'vadaya died to the nafshe aved. Certainly, when he made the strings, he had no. He couldn't give a stuff about making, mitzvah strings. He'd give the strings to the highest bidder. Okay, so the tzitzis market is there for tzitzis, but he'd just be equally happy to give it to some guy who wants to use it for making it clothes for his donkey. So the kuli omelet's no good. Now, I want to tell you, I want to illustrate this point. I heard from Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz an interesting story. So is that you asked about the matzah bakery before. Is that a matzah bakery? Oh, no. I don't think he was there. He just heard the story. He heard the story. Right before when they're baking chabura matzahs, they make these hand matzahs, you know, they have to be lishma, which you pay, you know, $100 a little, you know, for three matzahs if you're lucky, one of those, you know. So the mashgiach there says, okay, we're now going to all say that all the matzahs I make for today, throughout the day, are going to be for the sake of, you know, matzahs mitzvah, and doing lishma. So one guy pipes up and he says, listen, I'm with you, but I have to admit, I'm actually not really doing it for the sake of, I'm not here to make matzahs for the sake of mitzvahs. I'm here to make a living. I'm here to get paid and get money for my family. So they had a shiloh, is that considered lishma? Like, he's not making it for matzahs, for mitzvahs. He's doing it to make a living. And if they'd pay him perhaps the same money to be a potato farmer, he'd be farming potatoes. So the answer is it could be both. So the answer is, that's dead wrong.
Needs to make matzah.
That's right. That's not called the shame mitzvah matzah, and it's not matzah mitzvah. It's not. You have the same thing. You know full well what you're making is a mitzvah item, and you're making it take a mitzvah item. The fact that you have an ulterior motive or an additional motive, that's not a bad word, ulterior motive. You have another motivation, which is you want to make a separate agenda. That's not a problem. So that would be going back to these women too. Of course, when you go to this, whatever it is, your regular person, Jewish, on a non-Jew, you can do it right in front of them and say, I'll make me tzitzis, and you say, we're making tzitzis now, and she says, yes, and you're on the top of them saying, we're making tzitzis, like, yeah, no problem, spin it, that's okay, even if it's a non-Jew. Because it's not a matter of some fancy kavanas, it just doesn't mean these strings were made and spun for the sake of mitzvah strings, nothing more than that. So, you can be doing mitzvah strings and making a living at the same time. What we're talking about here is where a person was thinking, I'm making raw material, and if I can sell them in the tzitzis shuk, I will. And if I can sell them in the, whatever it is, in the garment district, they want to make hats out of them, because they'll pay to them. That would be puzzle. Okay, I guess we're, how are we doing for time? We're over? Is that it? Okay, so I'm not going to be here for a whopping